the way that you phrased it, like the difference between like fine art and craft.
Yeah, it's become, I think this has got become a massive, almost like a smoke screen. Like I think there's very few figurative artists that I get any respect in the world. Like there might be someone like Jeff Koons, but it's all, he gets other people to do it, and it's really ironic. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's really, really tongue in cheek and kind of commenting on, kitschness and Baroque and Rococo and religion. And then you've got people like Kiefer, with kind of like, really abstract work. And it's almost like it's very, people aren't encouraged to go into the human feelings and humanity. It's like things are meant to be, not meant to be, but the art world seems to be very sort of focused on stuff that is very non-emotional and abstract, that I don't, can't really put it into words properly, but very non-specific, I've worked with, I've had dealings with artists that can't really draw or paint or sculpt, but they've become multi-millionaires, doing stuff that looks very, very similar to people in the past. And yet they're absolutely celebrated by these top galleries. And everyone's making lots of money out of it. And I find, and I just, I don't, I don't know. It's been really nice to do a piece of work that's figurative about someone who's basically a poet and who's also struggled, and that people have got to see and that people have enjoyed looking at, and that it's been respected and it can be seen on its own. Because quite a lot of times when I show stuff, I'm in a group show and it's like this, it's like amongst loads of other people's stuff, which kind of, there's nothing wrong with it, but it doesn't really stand out and you don't get to look at it. Whereas with this, I think because people know about Lawrence, people go and look at it and they can appreciate something of the man coming through it. I think I'm rambling a little bit, but and the fact that it's pink, it's quite fleshy and raw, So yeah, I find the art world all a bit weird, to be honest with you. I mean, I was judging this prize recently. I got asked to help, and it was a very famous art school in London, and the guy who was the main person that we were dealing with from the art school was the principal of the art school, and he was head of, or he is head of painting. And he said, "My greatest achievement is that I don't turn out any painters from my course." And I just thought, are you really proud of that? It's a kind of perversity to to know, like leading people down a different path than the one they want to go down,
Yeah. No, it's really sort of interesting, like the way that you describe like going down a different path than the one, because that was a similar thing that happened to me when I was in art school and I was studying painting. I only did it for a year. Then I got into music, but I started off wanting to be a painter. I was like doing graffiti before that. And then I just sort of decided it's like the art world wasn't for me. And I was like, I just want to, fuck off and play rock and roll. And that was it. But it is interesting that you talk about like the group show dynamic, because the strange thing about a group show is it's just maximizing the names as content for the large, because I've been asked to be in group shows, but it's like, but none of these people are collaborating. They don't have a dialogue whatsoever between what one purse is doing and the next. And so how, to me, it doesn't feel like a group show. It just feels like you're just splattering names on a wall and putting it together just so you can have an excuse to be written about or something like that. And it's just, you know, it seems to be like the biggest problem today is a lack of intentionality, which is why I was so drawn to this, not just because obviously I was drawn to it because I'm a huge Felt Lawrence denim. You know, I love denim too. I think denim's amazing, even though it's like the, let me shed this kind of dark mystery and try to just go in all in on fame. There's still something very earnest. None of his stuff reads as ironic to me, even though it's conceptually very clever. I don't know how one even goes about achieving that in this day and age. Is it because he suffered so much in order that might be a part of it? I'm not sure.
I don't really know. I mean, I think Lawrence is he's a quite a special person, I'd say. You know, I mean, he's almost, you know, I don't want to put him on too much of a pedestal because he's very human in some ways, you know, but he's there's something quite kind of amazing about him in that when you're with him, you know, it's like you're really with your friend, you know, like he's really, it's like he gets you, you know, and you like get him. And he's got this mind that's really clever,